بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. To Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is on earth. لله خزائن السماوات والأرض. To Allah belongs the treasures of the heavens and the earth. وعد الله حقا. It being a real promise from Allah. ومن أصدق من الله قيلا. Who is more truthful than Allah in His words? وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. And your Lord is not the one who forgets. وَلَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ. No one can change the words of Allah. وَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ لَا مُعَقِّبَ لِحُكْمِهِ. Allah judges. There is no one to repel His judgment. كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. All stand obedient to Him. أن القوة لله جميعا all Allah alone وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم all faces will be humbled before Allah the ever alive the all sustaining يسأله من في السماوات والأرض all those in the heavens and the earth beseech him for their needs وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو. With Him are the keys of the unseen. No one knows them but He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Khaliq, our Malik, our Raziq. If we look at our own selves, we will find miracles going on in the human body. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Non-stop service, so many organs are helping us minute by minute. The heart, it's beating about 100,000 times every day, 2.5 billion times in an average life, non-stop service. Blood circulation, thousands of miles journey inside the human body. The eyes can distinguish hundreds of thousands of different color shades and surfaces. Universe, ultimate technology, the eyes. Our ears, the hearing, so sensitive, we can distinguish between hundreds of thousands of different sounds and voices. In 1 square inch of our hand, we have so many blood vessels, pain sensors, nerve endings, heat sensors, pressure sensors. Miracles going on in the human body. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Every heartbeat, every breath, every blink of the eye, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma lakal hamdu lakal shukr. Allahumma lakal hamdu lakal shukr. Allahumma lakal hamdu lakal shukr. In Hizbul Azam, the book of dua, it's a beautiful expression. Allahumma lakal hamdu hamdan da'iman ma'a dawamik. Wa lakal hamdu hamdan khalidan ma'a khuludik. ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيتك ولك الحمد حمدا دائما لا يريد قائله إلا رضاك ولك الحمد حمدا عند كل طرفة عين وتنفس كل نفس. O Allah, all praise is for you, eternal praise, for you are eternal. All praise is for you, everlasting praise, for you are everlasting. And O Allah, all praise is for you, infinite praise that will not end unless you so desire. O Allah, all praise is for you, praise that is always given only to earn your pleasure and with no other intention. All praise is for you as many times as the eyes blink and as long as living creatures breathe. Subhanallah. We are standing on the earth made by Allah, breathing air provided by Allah, eating food provided by Allah, our hands and feet, the ability to think, the ability to read and comprehend, the ability to do good deeds, the tawfiq, the amal, the acceptance, the qabuliyat, everything, the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma lakal hamdu lakal shukr. Allahumma lakal hamdu lakal shukr. Treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. Treasures of Allah do not decrease with time. Treasure of Allah do not decrease by spending. Those are beyond human imagination. If all the insan and jinns, people who passed away, people who are present today, people who have yet to come till the day of judgment, they all get together in a big place and ask Allah all their needs and necessities, food, shelter, clothing, peace of mind, health, wealth, safety, honor, protection, gold, silver, diamonds, kingdom, everything everybody is asking, no lines, no waiting. Allah is able to fulfill everyone's wishes and desires, and after that does not decrease anything in the treasures of Allah. The example is as if there is an ocean, someone puts a needle or someone puts a finger and see how much water decreases from the ocean. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed insan, human being, with some qualities, sifat. If we bring those qualities, close connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ta'alluq ma'allah, and benefit from the treasures of Allah, and success, falah, najah in this world and in the hereafter. Without those qualities, human being is just flesh and bones, and there is no difference. But when we bring those qualities, the insan can become khairul bariyah, best of the creation. One of those qualities, making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wadhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. Remember the blessings of Allah upon you. وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. He, Allah, gave you whatever you asked for. If you try to count the blessings of Allah, you can never count them all. وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever blessings you have is from Allah. وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And be grateful to me and never be ungrateful to me. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Verily, we showed him the way, whether he be grateful or ungrateful. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. But few of my slaves are grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described different qualities in the Quran, different features, sifat, characteristics of human being. When it comes to shukr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Only few of my slaves are grateful. So this is a quality which is rarely found, and this is hard to achieve, and only few people have those. So let us try to bring that quality. The Quran, universal message for all mankind, for all spaces and times, noble message, teaching and guidance, teachings of aqaid, tawheed, risalat, akhirat, teachings of ibadat, salah, sawm, zakah, hajj, teachings of muamalat, halal, haram, buying, selling, what is right, what is incorrect, teachings of muasharat and social living, teachings of akhlaq and manners. Quran has all those teachings. But in the beginning, it does not talk about those masail and ahkam. In the beginning, look at the Quran, the first ayah of Surah Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises and thanks are for Allah, the Lord of the Alameen. The first lesson, the first sabak in the Quran is to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can see several surahs, they start and end. Some surahs start with Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen or Alhamdulillah, and some surah will end Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. If we understand the true meaning, in the whole universe, there is no one worthy of praise except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether we talk about knowledge or beauty or love or mercy, anything which impresses us, the source of all that goodness is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want to live according to the desires of Allah, the first step, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِّنْهِ. And He, Allah, has subjected to you all that is in the heavens and all that is on earth. The whole universe is in service for you, O mankind, and Allah has created you to remember Allah, to thank Allah. Today, insan made so much effort on bricks and stones and dust and made skyscrapers and lot of structures around the world. Some people, their heart is attached to their walls and boundaries and bricks and stones, and they forgot Allah. People made so much effort on pieces of threads and clothes and fashion and jewelry and spread fashions around the world. Some people, their heart is attached to those fashions and they forgot Allah. People made so much effort on metals and aluminium, steel, made it to fly in the air. Some people, their heart is attached to metals. They forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The solution is to come back. Mankind, insan, you can fly in the air, you can jump on moon and Mars, you can dive in the oceans, and you can climb the top of mountains. Don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people have lots of wealth, good job, home, family, children, cars, new dresses, jewelry. But if someone asks, are you happy? Somebody may say, I'm not happy because of one problem in my life. One problem in my life. Insan is so ungrateful, thousands of ni'mah. One difficulty comes, they forget all the blessings. فَإِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ كَفُورُ. Verily, man becomes ungrateful. Somebody came to a sheikh. I have many things, but I am not happy. What should I do? Give me some dua and wazifa. The sheikh said, what you should do, make a poster and write these lines. O ungrateful soul, and write it on the wall, and morning, evening, make tasbih and look at that. Because you have so much in the life, but you don't appreciate it. One of our shuyukh, Sheikh Zulfiqar Sahab, was traveling, and he heard a mother helping a small girl eating food. So the mother was helping with every morsel of food and putting in the mouth of the baby. With every morsel, every luqma of food, the mother was teaching and reminding to the baby, say thank you. One more luqma in the mouth, say thank you. So in one plate of food, she asked the baby to say dozens of times, thank you, thank you, thank you. So it becomes a habit when they grow up. Making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan is the open enemy for mankind, and shaitan has taken a vow, a promise to take insan to Jahannam. When shaitan was rejected from the court of Allah, he made a promise. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. Then I will come to them from before them and behind them, from their right and from their left. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. You will not find most of them as thankful ones. Shaitan says, I will deceive people, and among the whole mankind, you will not find many of them which are making thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we know the trap of shaitan. The solution is, whatever we have, whatever situation we have, make lot of shukr to Allah to defeat shaitan. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر، الحمد لله على كل حال، شكر الحمد لله. Even when there are hardships, even when there are difficulties, make shukr to Allah. One Shaykh was very sick, health issues, high fever. Students came, people came to visit. Ya Shaykh, how are you doing? Shaykh said, Alhamdulillah, I don't have any pain in my eyes. My eyes are okay. My ears are okay. Alhamdulillah, my tongue is okay. Alhamdulillah, my nose is okay. Alhamdulillah, my hands are okay. Alhamdulillah, my liver is okay. He counted dozens of blessings of Allah. Then he says, I just have some small fever. Please make dua. Allah give me health. No complaints. We should clean our heart from things of dunya, from greed, from complaints, and from show off. Clean our heart from complaints and show off. Every time we hear a bad news, may Allah save us and save the Ummah from bad news, from calamities, from hurricanes, earthquakes, floods, poverty, riots, millions of children in poverty line around the world. When we hear about those, have a concern of the Ummah, how we can help, and at the same time make shukr to Allah. Allah saved us from all those difficulties. أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ جُنْدٌ لَكُمْ يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ الرَّحْمَانِ Who is he other than Rahman that can be an army to you to help you? When looking at our own selves, head to toe, best of the creation, every organ worth millions. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ Verily, we created man of the best mold. We go to a doctor's office, first appointment with a doctor. They ask for medical history, 5-page form to fill out, dozens of diseases listed there. Do you have this disease? Do you have this sickness? And we are asked to make a tick mark. Looking at that page, make lot of shukr to Allah. Alhamdulillah, I don't have this problem, I don't have this problem, and this problem, and this problem. Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu laka shukr. Hospitals are filled with patients. People have wounds, surgery, rehabilitation, fainting, ICUs, dead bodies. Alhamdulillah, Allah saved us from all those. Allah gave us life and youth and energy to focus, to learn knowledge, to make da'wah. This is blessings of Allah. Jails are full of people. Some people did mistakes in their life and shaitan and nafs deceived them. Now they end up in jail. Astaghfirullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved us from shaitan and nafs and difficulty. So many people are homeless in big downtowns today, under the skyscrapers, in the big buildings, on the walkway, in the footpaths, people are just lying there in cold winter. They don't have any place to go. This is happening even today. We should have worry and concern for those, and we should thank Allah that Allah saved us from all those difficulties. Looking at our homes, in a typical home and the kitchen and refrigerator, we have enough material to cook for 1 month of rice and bread and meat, dozens of new dresses. People have money in the pockets, in the purse, in the bank. Still they think we don't have enough. One person was going without shoes and he had a sorrow, I don't have shoes. And he looked at a handicapped person. Handicapped person without any feet, no feet. So that person made shukr to Allah, Alhamdulillah, at least Allah gave me feet, I don't have shoes, no problem. The beauty, the enjoyment, the possessions and the jewelry of whole world combined This is not equal to the blessings and possessions for one man or woman in Jannah. One glimpse, one sight of paradise, a person would forget all the pain and sufferings of this life. When this is the deal, how much da'wah we need to remind others. People are worried about small, small things. People have oceans behind them and they are worried about needles and small, small things. A great blessing that our parents are Muslims. When people come to Islam and they leave their families for the sake of Allah, or sometime their parents, they passed away, they left the world before, now they are worried about their parents. My parents, non-Muslim, can I make dua of maghfirah of them? They worried. One girl in India came to Islam and she was hiding her faith and trying to practice. And she says, if my mother and my father come to know that I am Muslim, if my parents come to know that I am Muslim, they would kill me. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. They are looking for hope, they are looking for help. Sometimes they are worried that the parents gave me food, shelter, love, clothing. How can I convince them about Islam and Allah? We should make dua for them and we should make lot of shukr that Allah brought us in a Muslim home and we have Islam so easy to practice, no difficulty. Nobody is beating us if we are praying. Nobody is stopping us from practicing Islam. Our planet, Earth, this is best place for human life in this world. Somebody looking at the stars and planets and moon, we would wish to live in some other place or moon or planet. What happens? In other places, there is no oxygen. We cannot even breathe there. Allah has given us blue skies. This is only for the planet Earth. If we go in the space, little bit above, there is darkness. Everything is black. Even there will be sunshine, there will be stars, but you don't find the blue skies outside the planet Earth. This is a great blessing of Allah. If we go on moon and looking back to the Earth, we'll find it's like a small football. We go to Mars and look back on the Earth, we find it's a small dot. Imagine how come people are jealous and fighting about small dots and dashes. Small dots and dashes for temporary life, which is blink of an eye and which is mataul ghurur. And people think this is something and they put their heart and they start having worries and depression and sorrow. All of this is so temporary, so minute, nothing in compared to life hereafter. Allah has given us a ni'mah azim, tilawat of Quran. Ar-Rahman allama al-Quran, khalaq al-insan allamahu al-bayan. Ar-Rahman, he taught the Quran, he created insan, he taught him eloquent speech. Allah has given the ability to recite Quran. This is great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave us the lifetime, the age and umr like sahaba and tabayin, and lot of ways of time saving instruments, the phones, the computer, the internet, printed books, the mushaf, the CDs. One CD carrying 5,000 books. The whole alim course on one CD. Whole world under your fingertips. So many devices and appliances and instruments. Easy cooking, easy laundry, easy travel. Hours and hours of time saving. Hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ. There are two blessings in which many people incur loss. Health and free time. Health and free time to do good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ And we have indeed made the Quran easy to understand and remember. Then is there any that will remember or receive admonition? We have Quran printed on paper, in the CD, in the cassettes, in the phone and on the web. But the competition is, the real competition is to bring the Quran into our heart. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ Shaitan has many traps. Shaitan has so much knowledge. Shaitan lived with human beings in the history of mankind from the time of Adam alayhi salam till today. Thousands of years of experience, learning and lot of knowledge. Shaitan knows how to deceive everybody. So one of the traps of Shaitan is to make a person lazy. Don't do anything. Life is long. You are young. When you become old, then you can do all these good deeds. Shaitan tries to make a person lazy. When the human being makes some effort, no, I don't know how much life I have. I need to practice. I need to earn some good deeds. We make some effort, sacrifices. Shaitan comes from another door and says, you are special. You are so special, nobody like you. You have so much knowledge. You are so pious. You are like Salihin. You are in Jannah. You are very special. Nobody like you. This opens the door of pride and arrogance. Pride and arrogance. I have everything. I know everything. I am so nice. Nobody like me. So everybody should respect me. And nobody should disobey me. And if anybody says something, we become depressed, sad. A raindrop was falling from the sky. Raindrop coming from the sky became proud. I am so beautiful, I am round, I am shining, I am moving fast, nobody like me. When the raindrop came in the ocean, it found billions of drops like that already in the ocean. We gave these examples for reminder. A Haji came to Makkah Mukarrama first time, wakes up 2 o'clock at night and walking towards Haram, towards Makkah, to Masjid al-Haram, and he thinks the Haram would be empty. I will go straight to Hajar-e-Aswad. When he enters the Haram and the Masjid, he finds thousands of people are already there. Thousands of people already there. We take some examples in our daily life. One day, you are driving a car on the street and it so happens all the lights were green. Is this something to be proud of? This was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day you check your email and you find everybody is so respecting and loving and obedient. Every email says, yes sir, yes madam, done, absolutely, no problem, at your service. Every email looking so nice. Is this something to be proud of? This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our talent, power, health, wealth, time, energy, everything from Allah. The ability, the environment, the resources, the means, everything from Allah. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ This is a test, a trust, an amana given for a very short time. And Allah can take away those blessings anytime. If we understand this, we will make lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, I was not capable of doing all this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me. When we make shukr, it will make us humble, tawabu. And that will bring ikhlas in our actions, sincerity. And without ikhlas, all the actions may go waste. That's why we should check our intentions. And that's why don't celebrate too much that I have this and we have done this and so on. The time and place for celebration is in the hereafter, after getting the book of deeds. Before that time, we should just have patience and fear and collect good deeds and hide those, and nobody should know about our good deeds. Allahu Akbar. There are so many needs for dawat, ta'lim, learning, teaching, dawat, khidmat around the world, and people are doing it. We should be happy on other people's good actions. Alhamdulillah, last night so many masajids were established in the world. Alhamdulillah, so many people embraced Islam last night around the world. Alhamdulillah, so many people made tawbah and came close to Allah last night. Alhamdulillah, so many children, they memorized Quran, they finished their studies and alim and alima courses last night. Alhamdulillah. Look at the dashboard of dunya. Look at the newspaper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not published, but it is happening day by day. And all those people making khidmah of deen are doing my work without me paying anything for it. Make dua for them. And in our own communities, in our own societies, avoid conflicts and be well-wisher for everyone. Sometimes in the communities, in the masajid, there is competition. Two people, more people, they want to do the same thing, and here comes some conflict. Jealousy, arrogance, conflicts, empty heart and mind, depression. People become inflexible to each other. People don't tolerate each other. Problems, that brings problem. Even in the type of activities which are related to deen. In reality, we should make ikram. Respect everyone. Forgive everyone. Be happy on other people's good deeds. And make dua for others. And have a loving and caring attitude. Don't criticize. Never find faults in others. Never refute, never compare, never backbite others. Everybody is doing something for deen. They are doing my work. They are doing my work. Make dua for the ummah. Have a soft heart with shukr and tawadu, and a generous hand to help others, and a forgiving attitude. We should bring sidq and ikhlas in our actions. Turn to Allah in repentance. We have two eyes. One to look at our own faults and the other to look at good qualities of others. Alhamdulillah, our brothers and sisters, people in our homes and masjid and community, they are so nice, they are so good, pure hearts, soft spoken, they are like salihin and salihat, and they are one in thousands. Those people are hard to find. We should make dua. May Allah bless them with taqwa and barakah and long life. May Allah give them peace and happiness in dunya and akhirah. May Allah increase love among families. May Allah give ilme nafe, multiply their hasanat and forgive their mistakes. We should look at good qualities of other people. The path of shukr, always. This dunya is a test, it's an examination hall for children of Adam. And Quran describes the aqwal and a'mal of people who failed this test and the people who passed this test. Situations, circumstances, trials, issues in mutual dealings, in the work, family, health issues, what's going on in our life. Try to follow those people who passed the test and avoid those people who failed the test before. For example, look at the Quran. People who failed the tests. Some people, they possess a garden with fruits and they don't want to give any sadaqah to a poor or miskeen. So they said, Allah yadkhulannaha al-yawma alaykum miskeen. Allah yadkhulannaha al-yawma alaykum miskeen. No poor man shall enter upon you into it today. Words of failure. Allah destroyed their gardens. Qawmi Aad, they said, Man ashaddu minna quwwah. Who is stronger than us in power? We are so powerful, nobody like us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed that nation. Fir'aun said, Inna fawqahum qahirun. We have full power over them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed Fir'aun. Qarun said, Innama utituhu ala ilmin indi. This is given to me, this wealth is given to me because of the knowledge with me. Allah destroyed Qarun. There was a nation, Qawme Saba. Allah gave them gardens and fruits and highways and places to rest, places to enjoy worldly enjoyments. They became arrogant and ungrateful. One of the blessings, they had highways, food and rest at suitable distances and townships for easy travel. Qawme Saba, they became ungrateful and they started saying, Rabbana ba'id bayna asfarina. Rabbana ba'id bayna asfarina. Our Lord, make the stages between our journey longer. They were saying, we don't want quick travel and easy travel. We want some adventures in jungles and deserts and long journeys and all this. And we don't want this food and shelter and rest places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed that nation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed that nation. They're gone. We find examples in the Quran where people became ungrateful and arrogant and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. Should make istighfar. Looking at the people who passed the test, what are those qualities and words? Alladhina yaquluna rabbana innana amanna faghfir lana dhunubana waqina adhaban nar. الصابرين والصادقين والقانتين والمنفقين والمستغفرين بالأسحار. Our Lord, surely we have believed, so forgive us our sins, save us from punishment of the fire, those who are patient, the truthful, the devout, who spend in Allah's path and who seek forgiveness in pre-dawn hours. Words of success. Hada min fadli rabbi. This is the grace and bounty of my Lord. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alay. My Lord, enable me to become grateful to your favors. Believers, they would worship ibadat whole night and in the morning they still make istighfar. That, O Allah, we were not capable to do ibadat and salah and dhikr according to your majesty. They give sadaqah and they still fear and shiver that maybe my sadaqah is not accepted. They make dhikr of Allah and their hearts shiver with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the qualities. In the court of Allah, we are ajiz, miskeen. Tawabu, humbleness. O Allah, I don't have anything, you have everything. I don't have any knowledge, you have all the knowledge and power. O Allah, help me, guide me, I am poor, I am miskeen, I am incapable, I am ajiz, I am incompetent. The more we show our weakness in the court of Allah and we ask Allah for help, we will get the blessings, peace and barakah. إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَىٰ. Sadaqah or charity is given to beggars. We show to Allah that we are beggars. We show by our expressions, the way we raise our hand and we make dua, we should appear like beggars and faqir. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. Any situation, any difficulty, turn to Allah and look for positive aspects. Look for still making shukr. A person came to a sheikh and complained that a thief came to my house and stole my property. Somebody did stealing in my home. The sheikh reminded, still you should think if there is something to make shukr of. What if shaitan entered your heart and took away your iman? that did not happen, so make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your iman is still with you. One shaykh went to visit a neighbor. Neighbor has a theft in the house. Some thief came to the house and took away property. And he was saying, Alhamdulillah, after doing this bad event, I still have three kinds of shukr on me. Three types of shukr I should make, that someone else did this sin or mistake. I did not did the mistake. I have not stolen. Somebody else has stolen. And I still have half of my wealth with me, Alhamdulillah. And someone took away my dunya, but deen is still with me, Alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu laka shukr. People who make shukr to Allah in all the situations, they would be called first for Jannah. They always used to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From sunnah du'as, morning, evening, different situations, look at how many times Alhamdulillah is mentioned, making shukr to Allah. Waking up, Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhin nushur. After eating, Alhamdulillahilladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alna muslimin. Remembering Allah every step in our life. In Jannah, paradise, believers entering paradise, no obligation for salah and prayers, five times prayers, or psalm, or fasting in Ramadan, or giving charity, or going for Hajj in Jannah. But one type of worship or ibadat continues in Jannah also, and that ibadah is to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Allah over there. Alhamdulillahilladhi hadana lihaza. All praises and thanks for Allah who guided us to this Jannah. Alhamdulillahilladhi sadaqana wa'adah, who has fulfilled his promise. Alhamdulillahilladhi adhhab anna al-hazan. Alhamdulillahilladhi adhhab anna al-hazan. All praises and thanks for Allah who has removed removed from us all grief and difficulty. What are the benefits of shukr? Benefits of making shukr to Allah: increase in blessings. La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are thankful, I will give you more. Keep and increase, sustain and grow. If someone is beautiful, make shukr, beauty will increase, inshaAllah. Someone is looking for knowledge and honor and respect, what Allah has given, make lot of shukr, inshaAllah, knowledge will increase. Alhamdulillah. One of the benefits of shukr is to acquire love of Allah. Shukr leads to love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the key of success in this world and hereafter. Shukr, safety from punishment. Safety from punishment. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. Why should Allah punish you if you have thanked Him and have believed in Him? مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. Why should Allah punish you if you have thanked Him and you believed in Him? Shukr leads to taqwa and sabr. No disobedience, no complaints. Allah is our best friend. No complaints, no disobedience. And shukr leads to many of cleaning up heart from many diseases and spiritual problems like hasad, jealousy, hirs, greed, bukhl, miserliness, and israf, lavishness. If we make shukr to Allah, some other diseases will also be cured. How to make shukr? فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Fear Allah much. Acquire taqwa. so that you may be grateful. One is shukr by the tongue. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. One is by practice. Obedience of Allah from head to toe, 24/7, all 365 days of the year, all my life. Obedience to Allah everywhere I go, even if nobody is watching me, even if no parents, no teachers are watching me, I am on the straight path, every step with the fear of Allah. Shukr, taqwa. The eyes, don't look at any non-mahram. That's the shukr for eyes. Shukr for ears, don't listen to anything haram like backbiting or music. The shukr for mouth, eat halal only. No backbiting, no lies. The shukr for the heart, don't bring any evil thoughts. Always bring love of Allah. Stopping from sins, this is called taqwa and this is friendship to Allah. Kunu ma's sadiqeen. Be with the righteous. Be with the righteous. Alhamdulillah. Sometimes difficulties come, trials come. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Verily, with the hardship, there is relief. Look at the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whole world was in darkness. No asbab and means and funds for improvement. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave da'wat, khidmat, ibadat, ta'aleem, juhud of deen. Then came trials, difficulties, hunger, fear, enemies, conspiracies, hypocrites, munafiqeen, problems. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making da'wat, making effort. After some time, all those problems went away. Everlasting peace and success. Everlasting peace and success. There is example for us in a story. A king brought many knowledgeable people to his court and said, write me an expression, a sentence, something, some words of wisdom, which are always true, like universal truth. So people made mashwara and they wrote something and they gave it to the king that you should hide it inside a ring, and when it's extreme difficulty in your life or extreme joy or happiness in your life, then take the paper out and read what we have written. So a time came and the king was fighting in a battle and he lost. His people lost the battle and the king was alone in the jungle and he was trying to save his life. Extreme difficulty. So he thought, now this is the time to look at that paper that somebody wrote for me. So he took out from the ring and he read in the paper. It was written, this time is also going to pass. Don't worry, this time and this situation is temporary. This is also going to pass. So the king became happy. He collected his people. He fought again and he got his country back. And there were big celebrations, big joy, happiness, everybody happy in his country. And at the time of extreme joy, the king thought, let me look at that message again that somebody gave me. And the message said, this time is also going to pass. Don't worry, in this world everything is temporary. This time is also going to pass. Lesson for us, fikr of akhirah. We may have lot of worries, issues. If we bring the worry and concern of akhirah, all other worries will be gone. If we bring patience, Allahumma ja'alni saburan wa ja'alni shakura, we should ask Allah to give us patience at the time of difficulties. It will be easy to overcome all our problems. If we increase time of dua, lot of duas in your own language, in English or any other language, in the heart, walking, coming, going, 24 hours a track of dua in your heart, Allah, give me this, give me this, Allah, give me this. Dua does not mean that after salah and in Arabic and you know so on and formality. Dua means something in your heart always asking all the time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will bring ta'alluq ma'allah, itminani qalb. And whether our problem was solved or not, we will have a direct access in the court of Allah, and that will be a peace and blessing itself. There was an old man, even a non-Muslim, lot of problems in his life. And he started studying Islam, requested Quran, and he was reading the book of Dua, Munajat-e-Maqbool, book of Duas, and translation in Arabic. And after reading those Dua and prayers, the non-Muslim said, I placed all my problems in the hand of Allah. Today, I placed all my problems in the hand of Allah, and I have so much peace in my life. Astaghfirullah. We should place all our problems and increase time of dua. Time of dua. This world and the life is a test. Sometimes good, sometimes bad situations. There was a pious servant taking care of a garden and fruits. The owner of the garden came and he asked for the servant and brought one fruit and then cut a piece of the fruit and gave the servant to eat. And that was sweet. So servant was smiling. My master, thank you, smiling. The master brought another fruit and cut a piece from that fruit and gave to the servant. The servant is smiling. My master, thank you so much, it's so nice. The master also put a piece of that fruit in his own mouth, and that was so bitter in the taste. The owner asked the servant that I gave you this bitter fruit to eat and you are not complaining and it tastes so bad. Why didn't you complain? The servant said, oh my master, whole life you have been helping me and giving me fruits and money and taking care of my needs. If one day you gave me a bitter fruit to eat, what difference it make? I should still be smiling to you. A traveler, a musafir, on the highway, night time, they wanted to make a stop in a hotel. So they went to an exit. All the hotels were booked. Every hotel they go, do you have a room, please? We have to spend night here. The manager said, sorry, we don't have any room for you. So after some time, they went to the manager again. They said, do you have anything where we can spend the night time, please? So manager said, okay, I can put a broken bed on the top of the roof. Is that okay? Can you spend your night? And the traveler was so happy. He said, all this is what I need. Just some place for I can rest. This is the example of whole worldly life. On a train station and on the airport lounge, if your train or plane is just leaving in a few minutes, for everlasting journey somewhere, and you are going to get some coffee or tea, it does not matter if there is sugar or more sugar or less milk or whatever it is. My train is leaving, my plane is leaving, give me whatever you have. This is the example of the whole worldly life, 70 years. Somebody has something or does not have something, this is all temporary. If we have something, alhamdulillah. If we don't have, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, because Allah can give more in the life hereafter forever. In Africa, a poor person wanted to go in the path of Allah to learn deen. So the Jamaat people, they came and they said, brother, you have any bag or clothing or bedding that we can help you? We can carry your stuff and take you with us. So So he said, I don't have any bags with me. So people said, do you have any second pair of clothing that you should keep for journey and we can help you? Brother said, I don't have second pair of clothing. All I have is what I am wearing. No belongings, no car, no pillows, no beds, no bag or purse. So people suggested, at least you should take some food with you, take something to eat. Do you have anything? So he collected some grains of barley, some barley grains, and he brought two stones, and using the stones, he started grinding the grains. So he made some flour. He made some flour to take in the journey. There was no pot, no plastic bag, no cup, nothing to carry it. So in the end, that brother holding barley flour in his hands, holding the flour in his hand palms, went in the path of Allah. A teenager girl was interested in Islam. She recited the kalima and wanted to learn salah. A mat, a musalla, was spread on the floor, and she used her winter scarf to cover the head, bow down, and make sajda on the ground. Allahu Akbar, here I am, my Lord. Whatever people have, try to practice and get closer to Allah. Sheikh Balkhi rahmatullah alayh saw a handicapped person crawling on hands and feet, crawling on the ground, going towards Makkah Mukarrama, inch by inch. So the Sheikh asked, where are you coming from? And the person said, I am coming from Samarkand, from Central Asia. So the Sheikh asked, for how long have you been traveling like this? And the person said, for 10 years. For 10 years, crawling on the ground inch by inch, going towards Makkah Mukarrama. And he said to the Shaykh, are you amazed looking at me? My master is carrying me. My master is holding and carrying me on this journey. My Lord, I am coming to visit you. The destination of love is difficult, but true desire and shauq would help me. True shauq and desire would help me. This is the attitude of people, true believers. Imagine a believer walking in the sunnah way, istighfar and tasbih on the tongue, shukr in the heart, haya in the eyes, big intentions, making dua at every step. This should be the condition of believers in this world. Would you like to be always happy, always healthy, and always young? Yes, but this is not possible in this dunya. That is for Jannah. Allah has written lifetime and possessions for everyone. When insan was not even born in the womb of the mothers, everything was written. Be happy. Malaika are making dua for you. Mumineen and Saliheen are making dua for you. You have Quran, the best gift to take to Akhirah. Allah is the best friend from Alam-e-Arwah to Dunya, to Barzakh, to Qabr, Hashar, Mizan, Hisab. And Jannah is waiting for the believers, and make effort to reach high stations in Jannah. One Sheikh reminded that in Dunya is the field of work. There will be enough rest and sleep in the grave, breakfast under the shade of Arsh, and water from Hawb-e-Kawthar, and delicious food in Jannah, and forever enjoyment. Fragrance of Jannah, paradise, comes 40 years before reaching Jannah. The distance between two doors of Jannah, traveling distance of 70 years. First group entering paradise, their faces will be shining like full moon. Example of a man in Jannah, 33 years of age, height of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. A kingdom in Jannah for the ordinary believer, thousands of years of traveling distance. Looking at another Jannati, their kingdom like a shining star. Just a tree in Jannah, a horse will be running under the shade of the tree for 100 years, will not be able to pass it. Trunks of trees are gold. A tent or khaymah in Jannah, 60 miles high. Rivers of milk and honey, palaces of gold and silver, thousands of years of enjoyment in gardens and palaces, no rent, no bills, no taxes, no vacuuming, no cleaning, not even need for cooking, no need to go to restroom, always happy, always healthy, always young, no worries, no sickness, no old age, no depression. Things no eyes have seen it, no ears have heard it, nobody thought about it. Nobody thought about it. Clothings of noor, having 70 pairs of dresses at one time. Dresses in Jannah do not become old or smelly. There is no laundry. Everlasting enjoyment and happiness, peace and blessings in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah give us the ability to appreciate the ni'mah and make shukr to Allah and make an effort on mankind so everybody realizes the mercy of Allah, bounties of Allah, the everlasting life hereafter. Ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وبارك على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان يا الله يا رحمن يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم والله forgive the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam والله bless the ummah with guidance, hidayah and ilmi nafi'ah والله protect the life, honor and properties of every brothers and sisters around the world والله replace the fear and disgrace by dignity and peace and happiness. O Allah, use us to spread khair, hidayah and amal salih on the face of earth. O Allah, forgive all our sins and mistakes in life. O Allah, use us for khidmah of deen. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Kareem, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allah, you are the most gracious, the most kind. Allah, you are the almighty, the most powerful, the eternal, the everlasting, the all-knowing, the all-seeing, the ever-listening, the highest, the most exalted. Allah, you are the light of the heavens and the earth. O Allah, inspire our hearts with all that is good for us. Allah, protect our hearts from pride and arrogance and jealousy and hate and greed and show-off. O Allah, give us love and unity. O Allah, protect us from hardships and sickness and worries. O Allah, remove every pain and sufferings from us and from the Muslim Ummah. O Allah, all the du'as that your creation is making and requesting, all the mu'mineen and mu'minat around the world and people in the Haramain Sharifain, in the masajid around the world, from day one till eternity, Ya Allah, include us in those du'as also. Allah, your special mercy and blessings descend on the Haramain Sharifain, in the Kaaba and the Masajid, in the last part of night, in Ramadan and Hajj, in the gatherings of knowledge and da'wah. Allah, we are incompetent. Allah, we don't qualify for those blessings. But Allah, you are Kareem and we are needy. O Allah, give us all those blessings and rahmah and barakah. اللهم لا تفرق جمعنا هذا إلا بذنب مغفور وسعي مشكور وعملا صالحا متقبل مبرور برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفور. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.